The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi channel, welcome to another Silsila of Path to Success. And inshallah, today we have another unique topic for you. And our topic today is individual effort. Now, what you understand regarding individual effort, inshallah, we will explain what individual effort is and what we're talking about individual effort. And inshallah, it will be a topic which we all need to be knowing about why. Because it's something which we should all be involved in, doing individual efforts in regards to the matters of deen. And inshallah, today we got Muballighis with us, inshallah, we've got Shaikh Bhai who's with us, alhamdulillah, azawajal. And also, alhamdulillah, we have Bilal Shabir Bhai with us. And alhamdulillah, our Naath Khan today is Hafiz Adil, inshallah, azawajal. And we also have a Hafiz Bhai with us, inshallah, azawajal, speaking in Patwari. So continue to watch, inshallah, azawajal. And what we're going to talk about today, individual effort, there's a lot to learn, inshallah, azawajal, regarding this. But let's start by listening to a fazila, a benefit of reciting salutations, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The noble Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, dua, meaning supplication, remains in veil from Allah, azawajal, i.e., it is not accepted unless durood is sent on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to his offsprings. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, a lot of the times we supplicate, we make dua in the court of Allah azawajal, and then we have this in the back of our mind, why is my dua not being accepted? Have you ever thought that how are we making dua, how are we supplicating in the court of Allah azawajal? And we should, whenever we make dua, whenever we supplicate, always supplicate by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then ask from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, that dua will be accepted. Also, when we are making dua, try to follow the adabs, the respects of a dua, and by raising the hands, lowering the gaze, and by really focusing and making dua in the court of Allah azawajal, inshallah, that supplication, that dua will be accepted, inshallah. So, inshallah, we'll start with the tilawat of the Holy Quran and not in the praise of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will listen to the tilawat of the Holy Quran now, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن جبل لرأيته خاشعا خاشعا خاشعاً متصدعاً من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون صدق الله العظيم
سبحان
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله
Go, 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 go
Such a beautiful kalam, enlivens the heart. And this is something which you will get in praising the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the remembrance of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we should continue listening to praise of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why will this will connect us to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The remembrance of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the praise of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is something which connects us to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And inshallah, this connection with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be our savior on Yawm al-Qiyamah, inshallah. And today our topic is individual efforts. Now, what is individual effort? We've heard of effort which is made by different people, but efforts are made many different ways. You get an effort which is made amongst a lot of people, a crowd, or amongst This is also effort, alhamdulillah, which the Muballigins are making on Madani channel also. But individual effort is that important effort which has a strong effect. Why? Because normally this effort is taken by one to one. And this individual effort was something which the Anbiya alayhi salam did. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam carried out individual effort throughout his life. The Sahaba ikram alayhi muridwan continued with the individual effort. The awliya Allah azza wa jal, they took up this great task of individual effort and they continued to do this individual effort. Now individual effort is normally done within two people. So wherever you are, no matter if you're at work, if you're on a bus, if you're traveling, if you're visiting somewhere, if you're going to your local shop, this can be done there. It can be done anywhere. Alhamdulillah, try to make individual efforts. And inshallah, in our silsila today, we will learn regarding individual effort and the reward of individual effort, how great this individual effort is. I want to read a beautiful hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in regards to this. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, should I not tell you about the people who are neither Anbiya alayhim as-salam nor martyrs, but even the Anbiya and the martyrs will envy them, seeing them, their state on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. And those people will be raised on mimbars made out of noor. These are those people who make the bandsman of Allah Azza wa Jal, the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, and walk on the earth advising people. It was asked, how they make people beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, they ask people to do things Allah Azza wa Jal likes and prevent them from things Allah Azza wa Jal dislikes. Hence, when people follow them, Allah Azza wa Jal will make them His beloved. Subhanallah. These are such great people that the Anbiya alayhi salam, the martyrs will envy them on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people who invite, who do the individual effort, who invite towards goodness. And inshallah, there's so many other benefits, inshallah. We have Muballighins with us, we have Bilal Shabir bhai with us, inshallah. We'll start by Bilal bhai, inshallah. Bilal bhai, what can you say and where do you want to start from regarding individual effort? This is actually a great task. Sometimes a lot of people find it easy to invite people when there's a crowd. But one-to-one, this is quite a hard task at times.
Ji, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The topic today at hand is individual effort. And maybe the general public who are watching on Madani channel, they may think that individual effort is probably a personal thing, meaning individual effort, a personal struggle.
For their own self.
Yeah, Allah. For themselves. So in their day-to-day actions, trying to... So if you take it as a religious aspect, then it would be like, trying to rectify oneself, a personal struggle, a personal effort.
But it's good that you made that clear.
Yeah, because the thing is, this topic was chosen because this is actually a terminology in Dawat Islami, individual effort, and in Urdu, infiradi koshish. And alhamdulillah, this is the blessed mindset of Amir al-Sunnat, which is directly from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So just to clarify, individual effort in this discussion, definitely it's going to be general, but we will try to focus on the terminology in Dawat Islami and how it can apply to us. So if we just talk about it in the general aspect of individual effort, where a person, he is going about his day-to-day life and he's making efforts to improve, for example, he's making efforts for the world. He's trying to improve his state in the world. He's trying to become well off. He's trying to be able to live at ease. That's one individual effort or struggle in a general aspect of this title. And if we think and if we look in the Holy Quran Sharif about individual effort, if we think and look about advising people as well, there's many, many ahadith and Quranic verses in this regard. Just one verse, inshallah, I'll mention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Az-Zariyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a very famous verse, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, that reminding, it benefits the believers.
Subhanallah.
And individual effort, in a religious aspect, the understanding is that a person is advising a person on a one-to-one basis. Individual effort. And there is also another type which is called collective effort or ijtima'i koshish, where a person, for example, like we are on Madani channel right now, we are not speaking to a particular individual, but rather we are addressing the masses. Alhamdulillah. So this is a collective effort that we are doing, we are addressing the people. But in firadi koshish, in individual effort, the topic I have today is when a person is speaking one-to-one with a brother, or a sister is speaking one-to-one with a sister, and they are inclining their hearts towards the obedience of Allah. And within Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, and from our ulama kiram, we understand, how can a person remain steadfast upon performing good deeds? He needs to have righteous company. He needs to have pious people who will help him when he falls short. When he gets lazy, he has reminders. And not reminders in which people are breaking down the door, as people say. And the purpose of reminding people, and when we perform individual effort, there's intentions as well that we must make, that we are doing it to care for that person. We want them to attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsihi. None of you can become true believers, kamil believers, until he, that individual, he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And in individual effort, you are guiding that brother or sister guiding a sister to rectify their state, to attain closeness to Allah. That will help them to attain the closeness to Allah, which in turn will attain paradise. And you don't want to go into the fire of hell. So by individual effort, you are encouraging them to also stay away from those things which Allah has forbidden. This is a bit of a summary to...
MashaAllah, Bilal Bhai very beautifully explained regarding individual. And he actually made a lot of things clear as well. Because we would normally be thinking individual effort is something I'm doing effort upon myself. But no, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, individual effort here is talking about one-to-one with another person and inviting them towards goodness. And we also have Shahid Bhai with us as well. Shahid Bhai, individual effort is something everyone's doing, you can say. But a lot of the times, individual effort is done for worldly purposes or other purposes. Then obviously we are covering the effort of individual effort regarding inviting someone towards the deen or towards any righteous action, but you will find people do individual effort, and it's related to the world. Ji Shahid Bhai.
Okay, Rumbai, you just mentioned about people doing individual efforts for the world. That is a hidden agenda by many people. What they will do is they will want to do something just to achieve the success for that period, to help somebody out, rather than looking at that, if I'm going to help somebody, let me help that person to better himself for the hereafter. That mentality many people don't have. And as Bilal Bhai already mentioned, that a believer, what he loves for himself, should love for his Muslim brother. If we want to go to paradise, we surely want our Muslim brothers to go to paradise as well. So if we see somebody who's doing wrong, we should stop and talk to them and tell them what the effects are of what they're doing and how they should be able to rectify themselves. And the simple and best way is that get them to be attached to such a company, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami, such a company that where you're constantly reminded about your hereafter, where you're constantly, you know, thinking on a daily basis as to what actions I need to do to better myself, what actions I need to do to better other people as well. Now, some people may think, well, I'm concerned about myself. I need to better myself before anybody else. Alhamdulillah, Amir Hussain has given us a beautiful gift of Madani Nimat. And if we act upon ourselves and we give that gift to somebody else as well, we are making the effort to help that person to rectify them as well. But the problem happens is when we leave it to the person and then we don't contact them again. And for weeks, we don't bother with them. And the person gets dragged away into the worldly matters again. What we need to do is have regular contact with people individually, speak to them on the phone, see them on a daily basis or once a week, and invite them towards good deeds. Invite them about, you know, Ijtimaz of Dar Islami, tell them about the benefits of reading namaz, benefits of reciting Durood Sharif, where blessed month of Ramadan is coming. Those who don't fast, tell them the benefits of Ramadan as well. So these are things, but unfortunately, many people, they only think about the worldly benefits rather than the dini benefits.
Inshallah, Shahid Bhai put it very beautifully forward, actually. Individual effort is something which is going to be continuously happening and something which we continuously should be doing. You know, you invite someone once, maybe you have touched his heart. you put a spark in his heart, he's ready to change. But if you left him in that state and not gone back and making that individual effort, you could just leave him in that state and he's gone back to his normal activities. So my dear Slime brothers and viewers of Mandijan, it's important. This individual effort continues throughout our lives, in every aspect of our lives. And we have Hafiz Bhai with us as well. And what can I say about Hafiz Bhai? I know Hafiz Bhai over 20 years. And I've been seeing him in my own self that Hafiz Bhai is making individual effort all this time and in unique ways and so many. Inshallah, if I get an opportunity, I will mention some of these individual efforts which Hafiz Bhai has made when I was in his company, and I learned a lot from him, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. A very experienced brother in making individual efforts, inshallah. And Hafiz Bhai is going to shed some light in the Potwari language. And we see where Hafiz Bhai starts from. Hafiz Bhai, individual effort, matlab, infradi koshish. This is something unique which the Anbiya alayhi salam did. The prophets of Allah, Azza wa Jal, you know, the prophet of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he carried out throughout his life. And if you look, it started, his every aspect of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was individual effort. And the effort on Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala embracing Islam, the effort on Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, the effort on Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So these efforts, they were individually, because they were done on one specific person. And these people straight away embraced Islam. One, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam life was full of individual efforts. कहाँ से शुरू करेंगे आज की इस टॉपिक के ऊपर इंडिविजुअल एफर्ट
अब्दुल हनान रहीम अब्दुल हनान भाई पहलू जड़ी सुस्तला जिस जैसा ये आम लोगों में नहीं है मुस्तामल नहीं है लोगों को पता नहीं है कि तुम क्या बने हो इंफरादी कोशिश क्या चीज होनी तो पहलू तो इसकी थोड़ा सा जड़ा ना इसनी जस्टिफाई करने की कोशिश कर सकता है कि अंडरस्टैंड तो हुआ है कि तुस ना मौजू ना क्या कहना क्या चाहते हो जी पहलू जो देखो अल्लाह ताला असा की असा उस शुक्र गुजार हैं असा की इंसान बनाया जी को कीड़े मकोड़े बिच्छू बनाई छोड़े और ककरोच बनाई सकन सा अपनी मर्जी ना थोड़ी पैदा होए असा फिर असा की मुसलमान बनाया असी मान ने दौलत दी फिर सब सुबदी ते सरकार ने उम्मत चो पैदा किया हूँ होना तो यही ना सा कि इन सारिया चीज़ा नहीं अस किसी दी सखा दतिया समाल दौलत दिता बच्चे दिते सार चीज दी करना क्या चाहिए सब बंद की अल्लाह ने शुक्र अदा करन उसकी राजी करने ने काम करन तो राजी होवे तो जन्नत वाले पास जाने ने कोई जरिया बनाए लेकिन तुसा ये तकसो कि असानी अक्सरीयत ना दौड़ लाई भी दौड़ ही है जी लाई भी ओ के अग लगी पैना पिछे तो फिर बंदे तखने नहीं या बम फटी पे तो पिछे तखने नहीं इन्होंने असा नहीं दौड़ जड़ी ना जन्म वाले पास इस तरह लगी हुई अखा बंद करी तो नसने पे जी और तुसा इसनी तकसो के अक्सरीयत इसनी क्या अक्सरीयत तुसा तकसो गालियां कढ़ने तोमता लाने गीबत करने झूठ बोलने लोगों ने माल दबाई किन्ने अच्छा पड़ोसियों नाल सो तक क्या ज्यादतियां करने माओ प्यो नाल क्या ज्यादती करने शराबा पीने जना करने और जुए खेलने और गाने बाजे सुनने और सो तक के गंदिया गंदिया फिल्मा तकने फिल्मा ड्रामे तकने और सो तक के अगर इन्ना की सियाना बंदा कोई देखे ना वाकई इला तो सुन होफ रखने सुन एक कुदर जुलने पे कुदर दौड़ लाई भी इन्हें सारे और अच्छा और ऐसी दौड़ के मुस्ताक इस्तकामत ना लगे वे इस्तकामत ना जी चलो कद कद तौबा आए वो चक्कर नजर ही कोई इशना पे जिस तरह असल मुआशरा सा जाई रहा अच्छा हुन इसना की अगर तुसा देखो कि ये दौड़ इन्होंने जड़ी लगी हुई और इस्तकामत नाल भी और इन्हें चु बेशुमार ऐसे जेड़े कि पता भी कौन इन्हें कि गुनाह करने पे असा जी के गुनाह ना कम है नहीं करना चाहिए ना फिल्में ड्रामे तखने तो गुनाह तो समझने तो ना तखन रहा गाने बाजे सुनने गुनाह समझने तक ना छोड़ देना रोना की लेकिन ये सारे जड़े ना इतना की ये भी एक बड़ा मतलब के जुल्म है कि पता भी नहीं ने गुनाह करने यहाँ पे अच्छा उन इस चीज़ क्या है कि जिस वेले ये सारे गलत काम करने पे इन गलत काम नाल गुनाह नहीं वजह सु जहन्नम वाले पास दौड़ लाने की वजह सु क्या उसी कुछ तो इज्तमाही तौर पर दुनिया को नुकसान देने पे तो कुछ जाती तौर पर नुकसान उन्होंने पाया इज्तमाही तौर पर क्या नुकसान देने पे चोरी की तीन तो नुकसान किता है उस फैमिली ना ਜੀ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਸ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਵੇਚਣੇ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਕਿ ਗੁਨਾਹ ਜੂਆ ਖੇਡਣੇ ਹੋ ਸਾਰੀ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਤਬਾਹ ਕਰ ਛੋੜਨੇ ਉਹ ਵਾਲੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਜੂਏ ਖੇਡਿਆ ਅੱਛਾ ਔਰ ਕੁਛ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਜ਼ਾਤੀ ਤੌਰ ਉੱਪਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਨੁਕਸਾਨ ਦੇਣੇ ਪਏ ਮਤਲਬ ਉਹ ਆਪੂ ਜਵਾਰੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਆਪੂ ਸ਼ਰਾਬੀ ਆ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਤੀਨ ਰਿਸ਼ਤਾ ਹੀ ਨਾ ਕਰਿਆ ਕੋਈ ਉਸ ਨਾਲ ਇਹ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਵੀ ਬਣਾਏ ਨੇ ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਅੱਛੀ ਕੀਤਾ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਅੱਛਾ ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਅਸਲ ਹੁਣ ਇੱਥੇ ਅੱਜ ਨੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਗੁਫ਼ਤਗੂ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਿਆ ਮਤਲਬ ਜੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਹੋ ਕਿਆ ਆਏ ਆ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਇਹ ਦਾਵਤ ਇਸਲਾਮੀ ਨੇ ਅਸਲ ਮੇਰੇ ਵਾਲ ਸੁਣੋ ਦਾਵਤ ਬਰਕਾਤ ਮੁਲਾਲੀਆ ਇੱਕ ਇਸਤਲਾਹ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਆ ਉਹ ਡਿਫਾਈਨ ਕੀਤੀ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਇਹ ਕੋਈ ਨਵੀਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਮਸਲੇ ਮਦਨੀ ਨਮਾਤ ਇੱਕ ਇਸਤਲਾਹ ਆਈ ਆ ਇੱਕ ਜੀ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਦਾਵਤ ਇਸਲਾਮੀ ਚੜ੍ਹਨੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਜਾਂ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਸਬਰ ਮਲਕ ਸਰ ਸਮਝ ਆ ਸੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕੀ ਤੇ ਨੇ ਕਮਾਲ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਿਲਸਿਲਾ ਚੱਲਣਾ ਪਿਆ ਅੱਛਾ ਹੁਣ ਇਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇੱਕ ਬੰਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਅਗਰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਜੂਆ ਖੇਡਣਾ ਪਿਆ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਪੀਣਾ ਉਸਨੇ ਕੋਲ ਅਗਰ ਅਬਦੁਲ ਹਨਾਨ ਬਾਈ ਜਾਈ ਤਾਂ ਬਹਿਣੇ ਜੀ ਇੱਕ ਜਾਂ ਦੋ ਬੰਦੇ ਉਸਕੀ ਸਮਝਾਣੇ ਬਈ ਇਹ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਤੀ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਗਲਤ ਕੰਮ ਆ ਅੱਲਾ ਰਸੂਲ ਮਨਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਨਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਕੀ ਜੇਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਣਾ ਇਹ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਲਜਾਈ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਸੋ ਨਾ ਬਈ ਤੈ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਬਾਤਾਂ ਕਰਸੋ ਕਿ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਇਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਕਿ ਛੋੜਦਾ ਜੀ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਇਆ ਤੀ ਸਮਝਾਓ ਸਮਝਾਉਣਾ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਕੀ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਦੇਣਾ ਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਦੋ ਬੰਦੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਉਸ ਜਾਈ ਗੱਲ ਕੀਤੀ ਤੇ ਯਾਰ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਿਰਫ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਵਾਲੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਬੀਵੀ ਨਾਲ ਬਈ ਤੇ ਗੱਲ ਵੀ ਤੇ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਿਆ ਬੀਵੀ ਨਾਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੀ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਿਆ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬੱਚੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਣੀ ਹਰ ਬੰਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬੱਸਾਂ 'ਚ ਬੈਠੇ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਨਾਲ ਬੈਠਾ ਉਸਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਸਮਝਣੇ ਤਾਂ ਉਸਨੇ ਪਰ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਉਸ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਸਾਂ ਪੁੱਛਾਂ ਸੋ ਕਿਆ ਕਰਨੇ ਹੋ ਕਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਐਸੀ ਗੱਲ ਸਮਝੀ ਬੱਸ ਸਟੈਪ ਹੈ ਪਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਖਲਤੇ ਪਏ ਹੋ ਸੋ ਹਵਾਈ ਜਹਾਜ਼ ਜਾਣੇ ਪਏ ਹੋ ਸੋ ਖਾਣਾ ਖਾਣੇ ਹੋ ਹੋਟਲ 'ਚ ਬੈਠੇ ਪਏ ਹੋ ਤੇ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਅਗਰ ਉਸ ਬੰਦੇ ਕੀ ਅਗਰ ਤਾਂ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਗਲਤ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨਾ ਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਉਸਨੇ ਸਲਾਹ ਨਾ ਕਰਨੇ ਹੋ ਤੇ ਇਸ ਕੀ ਵੀ ਅਸਾਂ ਆਖਸਾਂ ਕਿ 1-to-1 ਜਿਹੜੀ ਐਫਰਟ ਹੋਈ ਰਹੀ ਨਾ ਬੰਦੇ ਸੋ ਬੰਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ ਕੀ ਆਖਸਾਂ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਇਸਲਾਮ ਬਾਰੇ ਕੁਛ ਕੀ ਬੁਲਾਇਆ ਜਾਏ ਸਲਾਹ ਵਾਲੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਨੇਕ ਕੰਮੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਬੁਲਾਇਆ ਜਾਏ ਮਸਲ ਦਾਵਤ ਇਸਲਾਮੀ ਨੇ ਇਜਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਦਾਵਤ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਵੇ ਕਾਫਲੇ ਨੇ ਦਾਵਤ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਉਸਕੀ ਜਾਂ ਕੁਛ ਹੋਰ ਨੇਕ 10 ਦਿਨੇ ਨੀ ਦਾਵਤ ਦਿੱਤੀ 5 ਵਕਤ ਨਮਾਜ਼ ਨੇ ਦਾਵਤ ਚਾਹੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਉਸਕੀ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਆਖਸਾਂ ਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਇਹ ਜਿਸ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਸਾ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬਿਆਨ ਕਰਨਾ ਜੁਮੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਦਿਹਾੜਾ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਉਹ ਇਜਤਮਾਈ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਨੇ ਪਿਓ ਨੇ ਇਮਾਮ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਇਸ ਤਰੀ ਉਸ ਦਾਵਤ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਇਜਤਮਾ ਹੋਣੇ ਉਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਆਉਣ ਤਾਂ ਅਕਸਰ ਇਜਤਮਾਈ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਸੀ ਇੱਕ ਦੋ ਬੰਦੇ ਆਉਣ ਤਾਂ ਅਕਸਰ ਇਹ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਸੀ ਔਰ ਇਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਅਕਸਰ ਕਿ ਅੱਗੇ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਟੁਰਨੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਇਜਤਮਾਈ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਹੋ ਸਕਣਾ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਬੋਲਣਾ ਇੱਕ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟ ਜਾਬ ਹੋਇਆ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਸਾਨ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਜੰਗਾਂ ਕੰਬਲ ਹੀ ਪੈਣੀਆਂ ਤਾਂ ਮੂੰਹ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਨਿਕਲਣੇ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਅਲਫਾਜ਼ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਤਿਆਰ ਬੰਦਾ ਕਰ ਸਕਣਾ ਬੱਚਾ ਵੀ ਬੱਚੇ ਨਾਲ ਬੇਈ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਬੀਵੀ ਨਾਲ ਬੇਈ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਗੁਆਂਢੀਆਂ ਨਾਲ ਬੇਈ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਗੱਡੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਨਾਲ ਬੈਠਾ ਮੈਂ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਭਾਈ ਨਾਲ ਬੀਤ ਆਇਆ ਮਾੜੇ ਪਰ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਇਹ ਤਿਆਰ ਬੰਦਾ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ
ਭਾਈ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ
ਜੀ
ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼
ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਕੀਤੀ ਅਸਾਂ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਗੱਲ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਤੁਰਸਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਕਿ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਦੀ ਸੁਨਨਤ ਹੀ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਇਹ ਦੀਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਅਸਾਸ ਹੀ ਜਾਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਾਵਤ ਤਬਲੀਗ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਦਮ ਸੋ ਆਖਰ ਦਮ ਤੱਕ ਆਖਰੀ ਦਮ ਹੱਥ ਭੇਜਣੇ ਉਹਨੇ ਸੇ 1-to-1 ਬੰਦਿਆਂ ਕੀ ਜੀ ਸ਼ਹਿਨਸ਼ਾਹ ਕੀ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਕੀ ਬਈ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਦੀ ਔਰ ਇਸ ਨੇ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਜਦੋਂ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਦੇਰ ਬਾਅਦ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਚੱਲਨੇ ਆ ਅਬੂ ਬਕਰ ਸਦੀਕ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਰਦੇ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਔਰ ਫਿਰ ਤੱਕੋ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਣਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨੇ ਪਏ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਹੋ ਹੀ ਸਕਣਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਬੂਟਾ ਲਾਇਆ ਉਸ ਬੂਟੇ ਨੇ ਅੱਗੋਂ ਇਤਨੇ ਬੀਂ ਪਏ ਇਤਨੇ ਬੀਂ ਪਏ ਬਾਗ ਬਣੀ ਗਿਆ ਬਸ ਇੱਕ ਹੀ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਦੇਈ ਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਅਗਾ ਟੁਰਨੇ ਆ ਬਕਰ ਸਦੀਕ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੂੰ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕੀਤੀ ਨੇ ਫਿਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਪੂਰਾ ਬਾਗ ਲਾਇਆ ਅੱਗੋਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਨਾਲ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਨਾਲ 5 ਬੰਦੇ ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਕੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ 'ਚ ਜੰਨਤ ਨੇ ਬਿਸ਼ਾਰਤ ਕੰਮ ਹੋਇਆ ਨਾ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੋਣੀ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਪਰ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕੀਤੀ ਅਗਲੇ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਟੋਰਾ ਬਾਗ ਲੈ ਗਿਆ ਹੋਰ ਬੂਟੇ ਲੈ ਕਿ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਆ ਔਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਖੋਜਾ ਉਸਮਾਨ ਅਸੀਅਤ ਨੂੰ ਉਸਮਾਨ ਗਨੀ ਕਿਆ ਸ਼ਖਸੀਅਤ ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਹਾਂਜੀ ਦੋਨੋਂ ਰਹਿ ਨੇ ਦੋ ਧੀਆਂ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕੇ ਦਿੱਤੀਆਂ ਜੀ ਕਿਤਨੀਆਂ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਸ਼ਖਸ ਸਾਦ ਬਿਨ ਅਬੀ ਵਕਾਸ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਲਾਹ ਕੁਥੇ ਤੱਕ ਇਸਲਾਮ ਫੈਲਾਇਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਜਾਈ ਤਾਂ ਅਜ਼ਰ ਸੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤਲਹਾ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਨੇ ਜੰਗਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਹਿਫਾਜ਼ਤ ਕਰਨੇ ਸੇ ਤੀਰਾਂ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਅਜ਼ਰ ਸੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਅਬਦੁਲ ਰਹਿਮਾਨ ਬਿਨ ਆਫ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਤਨਾ ਮਾਲ ਦੌਲਤ ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਆਏ ਮਦੀਨੇ ਜਾਣੇ ਬਸ ਮੈਂ ਕਿ ਮਾਰਕੀਟ ਦਸੀ ਛੋੜੋ ਮੈਂ ਕਿ ਕੁਝ ਨਾ ਦਿਓ ਇਸ਼ਤਿਹਾਰ ਨਾ ਬਣਾਓ ਜੀ سب سے زیادہ مالدار شخص ہے زبیر بن عوام رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ بڑی پرسنالٹیاں کوشش کیتیاں تے اس واسطے اساں کی بچائی نا کوئی بھی بیٹھا بات کرو اللہ رسول نے زان واسطے انشاءاللہ اگر کرسا انفرادی کوشش کون کر سکنا کس طرح ہونی چاہیے نہیں کیا اس پر گفتگو کرسا انشاءاللہ
ماشاءاللہ حفیظ بھائی نے واقعی بعد وچ پوچھا حفیظ بھائی بیوی تے انفرادی کوشش کس طرح کی یعنی یہ تسی خاص گل دسی ہے چلو انشاءاللہ
گفتگو کرتا ہوں انشاءاللہ انشاءاللہ
سو مائی ڈیئر اسلام برادرز اینڈ ویورز مندی چینل وی ار ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ انڈیویجول ایفرٹ ہاؤ ٹو میک انڈیویجول ایفرٹ اینڈ ہو ٹو میک انڈیویجول ایفرٹ وی ہیڈ ریگارڈنگ دی صحابہ کرام علیہ سینا صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ سو مچ یونیک صحابہ through the individual effort of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they embraced Islam. These were great companions which, because of the individual effort of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, these people embraced Islam. And inshallah, we will continue with our topic. Let's take the few of the few calls, inshallah. Ji.
MashaAllah, path to success, a great show and a great topic again, individual effort. Unfortunately, we are all making individual efforts, but not in the right areas. We make effort to convince others to watch sport, to talk about politics. Some of us even talk about politics on the other side of the world. And unfortunately, this will not benefit us in the dunya or in akhirah. We need to make more individual effort on convincing brothers to do works of deen, to pray their salah, to carry out good pious deeds, which is a booklet by Amir al-Sunnah, 72 monthly questions, 56 daily questions, which just encourages brothers to carry out good deeds. So I make dua that we all can act on this Nekamal pious deeds booklet. If you can make dua for me, my family and the entire ummah, you can also make dua for one of my relatives who's in Pakistan and has recently had some heart problem. He had a successful stent operation. Just make a dua for his speedy recovery. Jazakallah khaira.
Jazakallah Azhar bhai for your beautiful call, beautiful advice, and inshallah azawajal, I'm sure the viewers of Madni channel have heard this. Inshallah they will try to make an effort individually in regards to the deen as well, inshallah. And also your relatives, aapka jo bhi Pakistan mein jo bimar hain, jinka bhi operation ho, dua karte hain, ya Allah azawajal unko shifa de, oh ya Allah azawajal cure them and give them a quick recovery, ya Rabbal. Is tarah jo bhi bimar hain, ya Rabbal, un sabko shifa ata farma. Ji, next call, inshallah.
My name is Yasir Ali. I am calling from Esbury, UK. My request is for the Nathan to recite Punjabi kalam for me. Rahmat da darya ilahi har dam waqda tera. And I would like to hear more patwari zakalahira.
Next call, ji.
My name is Daniel. I'm Basra Bani. I would request Shafiq Sahib to read this note. Sardad qadam hai tan sultan zaman phool lab phool dahan phool zaqan phool badan phool lab phool dahan phool zaqan phool badan phool.
Inshallah, we will get the Nath Khan to read this kalam out as well, inshallah. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, you know, we're talking about individual effort. So for an example, you can maybe making effort upon someone that, you know, let's make an effort to read the durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or maybe ask them how many times they're reading the durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they say, oh, I don't get to read much, then you can make their mindset upon this, like this, and doing the zikr of Allah azza wa jal, like this, like Azhar bhai mentioned about reading or doing self accountability and taking your own accountability, make people's mindset, alhamdulillah. Oh, so many different things we can make people's mindset upon this. How to speak, you can do individual effort. If someone is not speaking in good way or in a good manner, you can make individual effort upon them. And like this, the Sahaba Ikram, the Prophet alayhi salam, Hafiz bhai, so many stories, so many waqiyas. Oh, Islam bhai ne kaha na, aap ye kahenge Mirpuri mein kuch wo madani phool de deke. کتنے لوگوں نے کتنے بزرگان دین کے واقعہ حفیظ بھائی کہ ان کی انڈیویجول ایفرٹ ان کی انفرادی کوشش کس طرح کس انداز میں ہوتی تھی کہ یونیک انداز تھے ان کے حفیظ بھائی کچھ ایک آدھ ذکر کر دیں انشاءاللہ پھر شاہد بھائی سے بھی مدنی پھول لیتے ہیں
میں ایک جڑا نا اولیاء کرام نا لتانا تعافر میں ایک دسم بے شمار سٹوریاں یا اور عبدالحنان بھائی ضروری نہیں انہیں کام گلانہ لکھتے جانا ਸਭ ਪੁੱਛਾਂ ਨੇ ਬੀਵੀ ਪਰ ਕਿਸਾਨ ਕਰਸੋਂ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਸਾਂ, ਅਸੀਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨੇ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਕਈ ਕੰਮ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਣੇ ਔਰ ਇਹ ਸਿੱਖਣੀ ਵੀ ਪੈਣੇ ਇਹ ਕੰਮ। ਮੈਨੂੰ ਚਲੋ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਸ ਬੰਦੇ 'ਚ ਕਿਆ ਕਿਆ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇਹ ਕਰਾ, ਨਹੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਉਸ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਜਾਣੇ ਤਰੱਟੀ ਚੋੜ ਕਰੀ ਛੋੜਨਾ। ਉਹ ਮਸੀਤੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਵੀ ਬੰਦੇ ਚੋਲੇ ਜਾਣੇ, ਕੋਈ ਨਮਾਜ਼ ਪੜ੍ਹਨੀ ਯਾਰ ਤੂੰ ਕਿਤੇ ਨਮਾਜ਼ ਵੀ ਪੜ੍ਹਨੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਸ਼ਨੀ, ਇਹ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਜਿਹੀ ਤੂੰ ਕਰਨਾ ਪਿਆ ਤੂੰ, ਉਹ ਮੁੜੀ ਅੱਛਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਗਾ ਮਸੀਤੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੀ। ਤੇ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇਹ ਕੰਮ ਵੀ ਸਿੱਖਣਾ ਪਿਆ ਸੀ, ਗੱਲ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਨੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ, ਉਸੇ ਕਿਆ ਕਿਆ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਹੋਣੀਆਂ ਚਾਹੀਦੀਆਂ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਮੈਂ ਕਰਨਾ। ਮਤਲਬ ਫਰਜ਼ ਕਰੋ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਗੱਲ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੋ ਲਿਆ ਇਕਰਾਮ ਨੀ ਇਤਨੀਆਂ ਭਰੀ ਵੀ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਿਤਾਬ ਵੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਨਾ 25 ਹਕਾਇਆਤ ਲਿਖੀ ਹੈ ਉਸਨੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਤੇ ਅਜ਼ਰ ਬਾਜੀਦ ਬਸਤਾਮੀ ਚਲੋ ਇੱਕ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਨੇ ਆ, ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਲਏ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਅਗਲੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਗੁਆਂਢੀ ਸਨ ਨਾ ਤੇ ਉਸਨੇ ਘਰ ਕੋਈ ਦੀਆ ਸ਼ੀਆ ਕੋ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਣਾ ਸਾ, ਤੇ ਰਾਤੀ ਬੱਚਾ ਹਨੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਰੋਣਾ ਸਾ ਨਿਰਾਜਨ, ਇਹ ਕਿਆ ਕਰਨੇ ਸੀ ਇੰਨਾ ਇੱਕ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਬੱਚਾ ਰੋਇਆ ਨਾ ਤੇ ਜਾਈ ਤਾਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਦੀਆ ਉਸਨੇ ਕਾਰ ਛੋੜੀ ਆਏ, ਉਹ ਸਿਰਫ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੇ ਕਰਨੇ,
ਲੈਂਪ ਹੋ ਯੂ ਲਾਈਟ ਜੋ
ਲੈਂਪ ਕੀ ਆਨੇ ਜੀ, ਤੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਲੈਂਪ ਛੋੜੀ ਆਏ ਤਾਂ ਰੋਸ਼ਨੀ ਆਈ ਤਾਂ ਚੁੱਪ ਕਰੀ ਗਿਆ। ਅੱਛਾ ਅਗਲਾ ਦਿਨ ਫਿਰ ਹੋਈ, ਫਿਰ ਰਾਤੀ ਹੋਈ, ਫਿਰ ਹਨੇਰਾ ਹੋਇਆ, ਫਿਰ ਲੈਂਪ ਜਾਈ ਛੋੜੀ ਆਏ ਠੀਕ, ਤੇ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕੋਈ 2-3 ਵਾਰੀ ਕੀਤਾ ਨੇ ਤਾਂ ਦੇਖੋ ਨਾ ਇਹ ਇਨਫਰਾਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਹੀ,
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ,
ਕਈ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਬੋਲਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੈਣਾ
ਥਰੂ ਐਕਸ਼ਨਸ ਆਫ ਹਿਸ ਬਾਈ
ਅੱਲਾਹ
ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਬਿਊਟੀ
ਅਮਲ ਕਰਾਈ ਛੋੜਨਾ ਕੰਮ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਨੇ, ਔਰ ਮੇਰੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਸੁਨਤ ਹੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਚੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਹੀ ਹੈ
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ,
ਜਿਹਨੇ ਅਮਲਾਂ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਕੀ ਤਬਦੀਲ ਕਰ ਛੋੜਿਆ, ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗ ਸੇ ਤੇ ਚਿਬੈਨੇ ਸੇ ਲੋਕ ਤੱਕੇ ਤਾਂ ਰੋਲ ਲਗੀ ਪੈਣੇ ਸੇ, ਉਹ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਵਾ ਦੇਣੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਜੀ, ਤੇ ਉਹ ਜਦੋਂ 2-3 ਦਿਹਾੜਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਆਇਆ ਦੇਖੋ ਇਸ ਦਿਨ ਲੈਂਪ ਨਹੀਂ ਰੋਸ਼ਨੀ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਆਈ ਗਈ, ਤੇ ਬਾਜੀਦ ਤਾਂ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਆ ਤੇ ਇਸਨੇ ਅਸਾਂ ਕੀ ਇਸਨੇ ਦੀਨ ਤੇ ਇਮਾਨ ਦੀ ਰੋਸ਼ਨੀ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਦੂਰ ਆ, ਆਏ ਤਾਂ ਅੱਛੇ ਤੇ ਕਲਮਾ ਪੜੀ ਕਿੰਦਾ ਨੇ
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ,
ਤਾਂ ਅਸਾਂ ਕਿਤੇ ਹੋਰ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ, ਅਸਾਂ ਗੁਆਂਢੀ ਸੇ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਨਸਣਾ
ਓਏ
ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਹੋਣੇ ਨੇ ਬਾਵਜੂਦ, ਤੇ ਉਹ ਗੁਆਂਢੀ ਅੱਛੇ ਤੇ ਕਲਮੇ ਪੜਨੇ ਉਹਨੇ ਸੇ
ਆਏ ਹਾਏ,
ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਕਿਆ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਫਰਕ ਕਿਆ ਆ, ਇਹ ਸਿੱਖਣੇ ਦੀ ਬੜੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਹੈ ਅਸਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਅਸਾਂ ਕਿਹੜੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਜਾਈ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਤੱਕੋ ਕਿ ਐਸੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਦੇਖੋ ਐਸੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਅਸਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਹੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਆਹਣੇ ਵਾਹ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਗੀ ਵੀ, ਇੱਕ ਅਰਾਬੀ ਨੱਠੇ ਨਠਾਇਆ ਤਾਂ ਮਸੀਤੀ ਪਿਸ਼ਾਬ ਕਰ ਲਈ ਪਿਆ, ਸਾਰੇ ਨੱਠੇ ਉਸਕੀ ਮਾਰ ਠਹਿਰੀ ਜਾਓ
ਅੱਲਾਹ
ਪਿਸ਼ਾਬ ਕਰੀ ਰਿਹਾ, ਜਦੋਂ ਫਾਰਗ ਹੋਈ ਗਿਆ ਫਿਰ ਉਸਕੀ ਬੁਲਾਇਆ ਨੇ ਉਸਕੇ ਆਨੇ 'ਚ ਉਸ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਪਾ ਛੋੜੋ, ਇਸਕੀ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਨੇ ਮਸਜਿਦਾਂ ਅਦਬ ਦੀਆਂ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਹੋਣੀਆਂ, ਇੱਥੇ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਕੰਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨੇ ਚਾਹੀਦੇ, ਦੇਖੋ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ, ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ, ਹਸਨੈਨ ਕਰੀਮੈਨ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਨਹੁ ਜੀ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਤਰਬੀਅਤ ਹੋਈ ਗਈ ਜੀ, ਉਸਨੇ ਘਰਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਤੱਕਿਆ ਨੇ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗਾਂ 'ਚ ਵਜ਼ੂ ਕਰਨੇ ਪਏ, ਤੇ ਉਹ ਵਜ਼ੂ ਕੋਈ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਜਿਹੀ ਸੁਲਤਾਨ ਨਹੀਂ, ਤੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਕਰੀ ਰਹੇ ਨਾ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਗੱਲ ਹੀ ਅਸਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਸਮਝਣੀ ਆ, 2 ਹਰਫ ਆਏ ਜਾਣ ਅਸਾਂ ਕੋਲ ਬੜਾ ਆਲਮ ਫਾਜ਼ਲ ਤੇ ਥਿਆ ਹੀ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ, ਬਾਕੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਜਾਏ ਲੈ ਇਹਨੇ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ, ਤੇ ਇਸ ਮਤਲਬ ਕਿ ਉਸ ਨਿਕਲਣਾ ਪਿਆ ਸੀ ਇਸ ਟਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ, ਤੇ ਉਹ ਅਸਾਂ ਗੱਲ ਹੀ ਕਿ ਤੱਕੀ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਤਲਾਬ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੂਹ 'ਚੋਂ ਨਿਕਲੀ ਤੇ ਟਨਾਂ 'ਚ ਪਿਆ, ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਸਾਰੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਤੱਕੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਨਾ, 101 ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨਾਲ ਇਲਮ ਵਾਲਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਪਿਆ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਜੋ ਵਜ਼ੂ ਕਰੀ ਰਹੇ ਨਾ ਆਹਨੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅਗਰ ਮਿਹਰਬਾਨੀ ਕਰੋ ਅਸਾਂ ਵੀ ਵਜ਼ੂ ਕਰਸਾਂ ਦੋਏ ਭਰਾ, ਦੇਖੋ ਅਸਾਂ ਨੇ ਵਜ਼ੂ 'ਚ ਕੋਈ ਘਾਟਾ ਵਾਧਾ ਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ, ਜਦੋਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਵਜ਼ੂ ਕੀਤਾ ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਸਮਝੀ ਗਏ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗ ਸੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ ਮਾੜਾ ਹੀ ਘਾਟਾ ਸਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਾ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਕੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕੀਤੀ।
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਦੀ ਵਿਊਜ਼ ਆ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਵੀ ਬੀਨ ਲਰਨਿੰਗ ਅਫੀਸ ਬਾਈ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਪੁਟ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਵਨ ਗੋ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਅਫੀਸ ਬਾਈ ਇੰਡੀਵਿਜੂਅਲ ਐਫਰਟ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਸੇ uniqueness and instead of mentioning one thing of his bhai's mentioned a whole lot of things. Inshallah we'll take a madani pool from Shahid bhai as well. A few knots have been requested, we also got some packages. Alhamdulillah the panel which we have here, the brothers we have here, they all I have seen with my own eyes that a lot of these brothers have been making individual efforts, alhamdulillah upon brothers alhamdulillah inviting them towards goodness. And alhamdulillah Shahid bhai, I've noticed that with yourself alhamdulillah the field of work you're in, the people around you, alhamdulillah I've seen some of the solicitors around you performing namaz in your office alhamdulillah azawajal, obviously you must have played some sort of part in the individual efforts of this as well.
Alhamdulillah mashallah, first of all it's a blessing of this mahol which I'm in
alhamdulillah,
and due to the blessing of this environment of Dawat Islami has given me a bit of knowledge to pass the knowledge on to others. Alhamdulillah the profession which I'm in, I, before the lockdown, used to go to court quite regularly and hold a Jummah in court, and used to speak to lawyers individually, tell them about the benefits of doing the namaz on a daily basis, coming to the ishtimaz of Dawat Islami, to come to the ishtimaz of Dawat Islami, and that few of them when they came a week later when I spoke to them, they said, you know, the feeling we had by attending there, the spiritual feeling is completely different.
Alhamdulillah.
We've never felt that kind of feeling before. So, alhamdulillah, regularly I'm in contact with the brothers. sending messages, speaking to them on the phone, telling about the virtual ijtimas we have as well at the moment. So alhamdulillah, a lot of them do participate, but because of the lockdown, as you can appreciate, the restrictions are somewhat in a difficult aspect where people can physically get together. But alhamdulillah, a lot of the brothers in the profession, they are beginning to read namaz regularly before, because everybody before, they were too busy with work, you know, need to get this case done, need to get this done. But since the lockdown, it's made people realize that, hang on, life is just temporary here.
Allah, Allah.
You know, sooner or later we're going to go. If we were so busy, all of a sudden everything's come to a stop. When our soul gets captured, everything's going to come to a stop as well. So a lot of them, alhamdulillah, have now begun to read namaz on a regular basis as well.
You know, for the views of Manisha, a very beautiful thing Shahid Bhai said, and it's made us focus towards as well, that this is the upper time where individual efforts are having a lot more effect. That people are able to realize with this pandemic, with peaceful people passing away, we've had people in one household, three, four family members have passed away, off one after the other. You know, it's a time where people are reflecting, and it's a time when we should be stepping forward as Muslims in our society, making individual efforts. And not just that as well, also it's a time when we can give people mindset very easily as well, and them to accept it very easily as well. So if all of us, we should be involved in making individual efforts. Who knows, upon our individual efforts, someone's life changes. And that person, his life won't just change, but in the reality is his whole family's life will change. Maybe his coming generation's life will be changed. All of our few broken words upon one individual. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to make this individual. Inshallah, we will listen to some kalams now, inshallah, as well. Hafsab, a few kalams have been requested, inshallah. You can.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasool Allah wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah. Bye. خالی
Yeah.
Yes, dear Prime Brothers, you know, Alhamdulillah, viewers of Madani channel, it's come to that time, the sign language, Alhamdulillah, which most viewers be waiting for, inshallah, Azzawajal. And we will make a start on this, and then, because we don't want to break in with the topic, Bilal Bhai has been waiting for giving us some Madani pools, but inshallah, we'll do the sign language first, inshallah, Azzawajal, and then we'll continue with our topic. Ji, we'll start from Hafiz Sahib, inshallah. Ril Bhai will do Ishara, Hafiz Bhai will guess, inshallah. اشارہ کریں گے آپ انشاءاللہ جی لا 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 کتاب
کتاب الصلاة نماز کی کتاب کتاب نماز کی متعلق ہے ٹھیک ہے
اللہ
نو اتنے کتاب الصلاۃ نماز نے متعلق کتاب امیر علیہ سنت جڑی لکھی کتاب
اللہ اللہ
نماز نے بارے چ نماز کے بارے میں کتاب ہے
اوہو ٹائم ختم ہونے والا ہے جی اب ایک کلو دے دیں حفیظ بھائی کیونکہ تھوڑی کنفیوژن ہو گئی تھی کتاب ہے پر جو نماز کی احکام ہے نا وہ کتاب نہیں وہ عموماً اس کی طرف میں سمجھ رہا تھا پر کتاب ہے ایک قسم کی نا
کتاب نماز کی ہے
جی باقی آپ گیس کر لیں ٹائم تو ختم ہو گیا
نماز کے بارے میں وہ کتاب تو نہیں ہے جو نئی لکھی گئی ہے
نہیں چلو حفیظ بھائی ٹائم ختم ہو گیا میتھڈ آف صلاح یہ غالباً چھوٹا کتاب چاہ نا میتھڈ آف صلاح سمال بکلیٹ میتھڈ آف صلاح دوز ہو ہیون ریڈ اٹ یو کین ڈاؤن لوڈ دس فری آف چارج فرام مکتبۃ المدینہ فرام دی دعوت اسلامی ویب سائٹ اینڈ آلسو پرچیز فرام مکتبۃ المدینہ ایز ویل ویری سمال بکلیٹ آن دی میتھڈ آف صلاح ان شاء اللہ جی بلال بھائی ان شاء اللہ یو اشارہ اینڈ شاہد بھائی ول گیس ان شاء اللہ
thinking
Allahu Akbar Allah
pondering upon your death pondering upon your death pondering upon your hereafter no. pondering upon your grave death
Allah
thinking about your death remembering your death
Allahu Akbar Bilal Bhai said straight away he seems to say he doesn't come to the Shahid Bhai's guest eh? He's close and Bilal Bhai says that's it he's gone Allahu Akbar Subhanallah remembering death
mere hal thinking is theek hi sa
par wo likha hua hai jis pe uska aap se pata nahi ab یہ مجلس ڈیسائیڈ کریں گے فیس بھائی کے کتنا دیں گے کتنا لیوے دیں گے اس میں. اب وہ مجلس نے بھی آپ کو اپ ڈیٹ نہیں کیا ہوا. بہرحال چلو ان شاء اللہ فیس بھائی فیس بھائی گونا ڈو اشارہ نا حافظ عدیل مل گیا ان شاء اللہ. اللہ اکبر. سبحان اللہ. یہ بھی انفرادی کوشش ہو رہی ہے فیض بھائی کی.
گنبد یعنی فیضان مدینہ
گنبد بھائی بولنا نہیں ہے.
گنبد ہے اور اس میں نماز پڑھنے کے لیے کچھ آپ
کیا بات
مدینہ پاک کے تصور گنبد خضرا.
اللہ
گنبد تو ہے.
اللہ اللہ
لکھنا کچھ لکھائی جی.
اللہ
گنبد کو دے کے نعت لکھنا یا کچھ.
اللہ
نعت لکھنا اچھا گنبد.
سبحان اللہ.
سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم کی.
اللہ اللہ.
اچھا جو لکھ رہے ہیں جو رائٹر ہے ان کا نام اعلی حضرت.
اللہ اللہ
سیدی اعلی حضرت گنبد خضرا. اچھا بریلی شریف گنبد سیدی اعلی حضرت رحمۃ اللہ کا گنبد شریف.
اللہ
مزار شریف.
اللہ گنبد شریف اعلی حضرت رحمۃ اللہ پہنچا دیا حفیظ بھائی نے. حافظ صاحب پتہ نہیں کہاں کہاں جا رہے تھے. اللہ اکبر. جی شاہد بھائی your time of sign language and Bilal bhai to guess inshallah. You seen that? Wow, Shahid bhai showing his glasses.
Pride, arrogance, ostentation.
Oh, kya baat hai. Straight away, Allahu Akbar. Ostentation, Allahu Akbar, mashallah. Shahid bhai done a very good job there. SubhanAllah. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi channel, our topic which we were talking about was individual effort. So many people who are in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, individual effort has been done upon them. That's why they are attached with this mahal. Majority of the people, and Amir-e Sunnat Damat Barkatum Lalia says that 99% of the work of Dawat Islami is done through individual effort. Now imagine how important this task is, how great this task is, that 99% of the work of Dawat Islami is done through individual effort. You can imagine. So although we have Beyonds, we have Madani Channel, so much other things are taking place, but it's the individual effort of one individual who makes that individual effort, that's what makes a change in a person's life. And alhamdulillah, we've got Muballigins here. You'll find that every Muballig would have someone behind them doing individual effort. Shahid bhai, maybe you can sort of tell us about who made individual effort upon you, or how did you came in Mahol? You might be able to tell us as well, inshallah.
Yeah, when I came to the Mahol, it was by the efforts of Hafiz bhai and Kudra bhai.
Direct effort here, mashallah. Hafiz bhai is already sitting with us, and Shahid bhai is sitting here because of the efforts of Hafiz bhai. Subhanallah.
Mashallah. Then when I first came in back in 2005, alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar.
Hafiz bhai, and when I traveled on the first Madani Kafala, traveled with Hafiz bhai as well.
Subhanallah.
And he was such a beautiful, and the Hafiz bhai taught, you know, many things. I don't think I've learned anything before that.
Allah.
Hafiz bhai, mashallah, explained.
Fired everything in one go?
Alhamdulillah, Hafiz bhai was teaching and doing in infradi courses about every basic things and importance of everything. He was such to detail everything, and he made me ponder upon this, that all, you know, my previous time wasted.
Allah,
you know, where I've been all this previous time. So alhamdulillah, it's a great blessing being in Hafiz bhai's company in the Madani Kafla and coming into the environment.
Subhanallah. Hafiz sahab, aap par bhi logan ne tusan te bhi infradi koshish te kitti hosi na. Unhe nahi aana tusi kisi ne kitti, but tusan te bhi logan ne infradi koshish badi kitti hosi.
Ji, asal saade Pakistan vich nigran san division nigran Abdul Rahman sahab, انہوں نے میرے ابو پر افراد کی کوشش کی تھی
اللہ
پھر اسا بچپن وچ جلے تقریبا چھوٹے چھوٹے اسا ابو نال اجتماع وغیرہ جانے ترکیب ہوندی سی
تے
او پھر اوتھے پہلی بار انہوں نے فزانے سنت اس پرانے جلد سی جسا تے او نام دیتے پھر اس دے وچ درس وغیرہ جس طرح نئے نئے اسلام بھائی موچ نہیں آوندے اس طرح ابو تھوڑے بہت درس دینا تے اس طرح اوتھے پھر جذبہ پیدا ہویا تے الحمدللہ پھر نگران تربیت کردے رہے تے
ماشاءاللہ دے سمون ڈیڈ انفادی کوشش ان حافظ صاحب فادر And through the efforts of the father, alhamdulillah, father did infadi koshish on the son, alhamdulillah, this is the beauty. Sometimes, you know, what Hafiz bhai was talking about earlier, that a husband should do individual effort upon the wife. And also those Islamic sisters who are listening, because I believe it's very important, the effect which Islamic sisters can have upon their husbands is something unique. Even like daughters, you know, how they sort of very easily convince the father. Bilal bhai, you know, our daughter, you probably have an experience, Hafiz bhai would be able to tell us more, the daughters and, the, you know, children, the effect they would have upon their father. And if these same children, they made the effort upon their parents, you know, it would have a different... And then Hafiz bhai, wo tusana sawal te udai gaya, ke shohar kisna infadi koshish biwi te kisna karti. Eh bada, asi, kafi log intazar karne Hafiz bhai is maamle vich, ke shohar apni biwi te infadi koshish kisna karti.
بہت مشکل کام
اچھا ٹھیک
انفرادی کوشش کرنا مشکل کام نہیں دیکھو انفرادی کوشش کرنے سے پہلے کہ اپنے آپ کی ثابت کرنا پیسے کہ جب تو انفرادی کوشش کرنے والا ہے نا یہ ہاں تاری گل سننی چاہیے اس پوائنٹ پچھلے آسو نا تو بچے بھی سن سن بیوی بھی سن سی تو سارے سن سن
اللہ
جی تو جی رو ڈاڈ کر لے پیسہ میرے سو تو ہنے اپر چڑھ چڑھے ہوئے بندے گھروں میں نے تو تسا شاؤٹ کرنے پہ ہر ویلا فلمیں دیکھنے رہے ڈرامے دیکھنے رہے کدھر اٹھی نماز بھی پڑھا کرو نا اللہ بھی چاہ یہ نہیں ہے طریقہ کار پہلو آپ تو پانچ وقت نمازی ہوئی جاؤ تلاوت کلام پاک کر رہ جاؤ گھر نے بھانڈے تو تسا بھی مشین بھی مارو تسا بھی نال کام کرو اس کی پتہ لگ سی
واقعی مشکل کام تو بیوی دے فرق
مشکل ہے کیوں باہر والے کی پتہ کوئی نہیں ہے گھر والے کی سب کچھ پتا ہونا ہے کس طرح اگر تسا اس لیول پہ ہونا ایسا نہیں ہے بے شمار سائیں پہنا ہے انہوں نے گھر والے جانے قافلے پر انہوں نے وجہ سے پتہ لے جانا جی گلا اس طرح ہی سب سما ہے ماشاء اللہ بچہ بھی کوشش کر رہا ہے کیونکہ بچے کی گل پھر موڑنے بھی نہیں والدہ جی اور خاص کر میں تو بھنا کی آنکھیں جماری ہیں انہوں نے وجہ سے بہت کم ہو سکنا جڑی دعوت اسلامی بھی تھی
نو ڈاؤٹ حفیظ بھائی
جی انہوں نے بہت کم ہو سکنا دین نا اور خدیجہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سب سے پہلو تکو انہوں نے وجہ سے جو سرکار جڑا نا کتنا کم ہویا انہوں نے وجہ کروں باروں پریشان آئے جدو پہلی دفعہ منتر کے کس طرح آیا نے کمبل ڈائی چھوڑیا نے نہ کوئی فکر نہ کرو تو سانتے لوکا نے مدد کرنے ہو سانتے اجتیمہ نے مدد کرنے ہو سانتے ایک سو کبرانے نے ضرورت نہیں ہے ٹھیک ہے یہ تے مطلب دیکھو کس قسم نے اس کے ماشاء اللہ تو دو ہی ایک اور ہی آئے کروں باروں آئے انہوں نے حالانکہ بچہ فوت ہویا وہاں پہ آیا تھا گلا سنو نا سن سن جب بزرگ گزرے جڑی سن عمر ممنی نہیں آ سارا کچھ تو پھر پتہ لگنا دین پھیلانے واسطے نا اس واسطے میں نا بیسک رول اصل پہنا پرورش کی آپ بھی نماز پڑھنے والی ہوا ہے بچے حمدہ کی بھی ٹھالیا نماز پڑھنے زیادہ میں جڑا رول تکیا نا بچے نی تربیت پر ماوری نہ آیا جی اس طرح ہی تم دیکھو پھر مرد نہ بھی آ مرد جیسا آنے نا جیسا باہر تو مطلب جی جی بلال بھائی سر کس طرح ہے ٹھیک ہو کار جانے تو شیئر بنے ہوئے ہونے تو اس طرح نہیں ہونے کام اس طرح نہیں ہونے کام اس واسطے میں وہی گل آخسا پہلے اس لیول پر اچھو تسا کہ جی تم آخری گل کرنے اگر چلنے آخری تو نہیں ہوگی ان شاء اللہ اللہ تعالیٰ موسا اللہ نبی علیہ السلاۃ السلام کی
سبحان اللہ
نیکی نی دعوت دینے واسطے اس در بھیجا
فرعون
جڑے اللہ تعالیٰ نے مطلب کہ کیا ہاں یعنی انہوں نے اللہ آپ نے خدائی نے دعویٰ کیتا بس اس سامنے مطلب کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے سامنے مطلب ہوا پہ ہویا وا لیکن کیا ہے نے جائے تے آرام نال گل کرنی ہے دیکھو تساں یعنی کہ ایک دشمن اللہ تعالیٰ نے پھر بھی نیکی نی دعوت کس طرح دینے نا اساں یار سیکھنا پیسی پہلو بچے کی بھی دینی بیوی کی بھی دینی گوانیا کی بھی دینی لیکن نرمی چاہیے
MashaAllah, Hafiz bhai very beautifully put that forward about especially the sisters of our household, Alhamdulillah. Their efforts can take a long way because the sisters can convince their husbands to buy them a suit I won't say every week, but every now and then. So I'm sure they can convince their husbands to travel on the Madani kafilas. They can convince their husbands to read Salah in the masjid. And all these, alhamdulillah, and think about it, the sisters might be sitting at home, but they individual efforts upon their husbands, upon their brothers, upon their sons, and inshallah, they will be wrapping up the reward of all these things which they will be doing, inshallah. And Bilal bhai, been quiet for a little while. There's so much to be said regarding individual effort. So maybe some madani pools from you, inshallah. I want to take a package from Mufti Qasim sahab, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, because Mufti sahab is a very inspiring personality. And I was just thinking to myself that how fortunate that person must have been who made individual effort upon Mufti Qasim sahab. Yeah. And today they have written tafsir of Quran, the deliverance of Bayan, so many people being inspired from them, you know. It's unique.
Gee, subhanAllah. I think the reality is that I'm not worthy enough to speak of this topic, because individual effort is to be done, is to be delivered by somebody who's experienced. And alhamdulillah, I've been in the Madani Mahol just recently. Like, it's only been a few years, let's say 5 years, and 5-6 years, alhamdulillah. But so I think the main points which do you know, when you go back and listen to the old Madani Muzakarah of Amir al-Sunnat, and there's also these various parts, episodes where Amir al-Sunnat and Nigran Shura are having a kind of a discussion about basically the common questions about individual effort. That, for example, in the summary of the whole thing, Amir al-Sunnat basically gives kind of 3 points. So when we want to first of all change a person, first of all, we have to change ourselves. And Amir al-Sunnat doesn't just say, okay, start changing yourself. They've given us a booklet. Do you know the 72 nek a'mal, 72 pious deeds? Even this name was Madani in A'mal. But people, the public, even we did not know what it actually meant. But then Amir al-Sunnat changed the name into pious deeds, meaning this booklet is a way for me and you to account for our day-to-day actions. Is to reflect upon our day-to-day actions. And if somebody really takes this booklet, Abdul Hanan Bhai, and he acts upon this, he will see within this booklet, I believe on the third Madani in Am, it's mentioned, did you go to the masjid yourself, and you did you also take somebody with you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you invite somebody to perform Salah within the masjid? Now this is something which is very great. Amir al-Sunnat, this booklet is the first step. So the first step for individual effort, Abdul Hanan Bhai, is a person changing himself. Secondly, now when we go and perform Neki Gidawat, or we invite a person, whether it be a person within our home or a person outside, a stranger, we have to remember a few things. First and foremost, the way we meet a person. Amir al-Sunnat mentioned this is very, very important. The way a person should be respectful, humble and genuine in his preaching. And he shouldn't think of himself as so pious, and he's rectifying a person who's a complete sinner, and I'm going to show him the way and like this. No, completely, this is completely against the correct understanding of giving individual effort. The second thing, just very quickly, is that the way we communicate and speak to that person is very important as well. There's a hadith sharif for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khairul kalami ma qalla wa dalla. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of speech is that which is little, but it is of a big meaning. It's a big understanding.
Beautiful.
Right? So this is something which we need to understand, the mindset of the people who we are going to give an individual effort upon.
That's a very important thing, Bilal bhai, you said, because sometimes a person goes to make individual effort and the person is waiting for this person to leave, because he's one thing after another, and he's going on and on, and the person is thinking, what does he want from me? He's looking for a way out. You know, also when I was in Madani Markaz, Bab al-Madina, Karachi, in Fazan al-Madina, there was some tarbiyat done of how to make individual. And one of the beautiful things they mentioned, Bilal bhai, on this was that, you know, when you're making individual effort, you're making an individual effort upon a person, see the condition he's in. Now, if a person is carrying medicine, right, and he's got a bag of, you know, like we have the medicine bags, you know that this is medicine, or you know it's in his hand, he's got a bottle of medicine or some sort, don't spend too much time with him. Could be that someone is waiting for that medicine. Like, look at this is the mindset which they were giving upon how to make an effort upon the person who's in front of you. First, recognize his condition, how he is. Someone's carrying two heavy bags. And now you're there giving him dawah, his hands are going to, he's going to end up putting him down. Yeah. Right? So if someone's going somewhere or coming from somewhere, then try spending that time of it needs to be brief. And the beautiful what you mentioned there is brief and effective at that time.
Brief, concise, it's profound, it's a full meaning. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was subhanallah blessed with jawami'ul kalim, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say a few words,
Allahu
Akbar, a simple few words, but their meaning would be so vast and so wide, where subhanallah a person would be able to understand as well. So another point as well when it comes to individual effort is Amir al-Sunnah mentioned, it's sincerity. And being sincere when inviting a person, this is the key to acceptance. The key for a person to even accept, or even the key for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept an action, is sincerity. A person needs to be sincere with himself. Why is he going out of his way? Why is he going and inviting people?
Mashallah.
So this is something that we have to very keep in mind as well. So there's a few Madani pearls, but truly, if we change ourselves, then inshallah changing others will be easy, because they will only have to see us. And as you mentioned, within the home, this is something which we all want. We want all of our family members to be offering the 5 daily salah, being punctual, reciting Durood Sharif, doing Khatam Sharif on a weekly basis, and learning Islamic knowledge, more learning the obligatory knowledge of the religion. But if we're not doing this ourselves, if we're not sacrificing our time that we are doing sleeping, or if we're being lazy up in the home, then this is going to have a negative effect upon our family members.
Bilal bhai, just want a question, a little question for you, because alhamdulillah you're studying in Jamiat al-Madinah, alhamdulillah becoming a scholar. Who made the effort upon you on this, that to join Jamiat al-Madinah, to become a scholar? There must have been some involvement of individual effort upon that.
Alhamdulillah, first and foremost, to even before Jamiat al-Madinah, even to come in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, it was my beloved uncle, Hafiz Aqeel, alhamdulillah. They didn't really tell us, rather, they showed us through their actions. And then we were invited, and then even and another beautiful point within my life as well, my own mother would encourage us, encourage our father to go. And because our uncle would be there, and we'll see them, and mashallah, they'll be delivering bayans. So this, we kind of got an interest. We got it from a very young age, alhamdulillah. And then after this, alhamdulillah, within Ashton, Ghulam Farid bhai, alhamdulillah, they gave us a few Madani pearls about seeking Islamic knowledge,
mashallah,
the benefits of this. And also my actual heart was also inclined towards seeking Islamic knowledge, alhamdulillah. So in this way, alhamdulillah, years have passed. Allah's blessed us with istiqamah. May Allah allow us to continuously
ameen.
Be in this Madani environment of Dawat Islami ameen. And also ameen. Pass away within this.
Inshallah, my dear viewers, inshallah, great personality, Mufti Qasim Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah, inshallah. We'll listen to some Madani pools of his. And like I mentioned earlier, subhanAllah, the person who must have made effort upon them has created a diamond, you can say. Let's take these Madani pools from Mufti Qasim Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah.
انبیاء علیہ السلام جب لوگوں سے کلام فرماتے تھے تو کلام کرتے ہوئے باقاعدہ ان سے یہ کہتے تھے کہ ہم تمہیں اللہ کے احکام کی تبلیغ کرنے آئے ہیں، اللہ کے احکام پہنچانے آئے. چنانچہ سورہ اعراف کے اندر متعدد آیات حضرت نوح علیہ السلام، حضرت ہود علیہ السلام، حضرت صالح علیہ السلام، حضرت شعیب علیہ السلام کے بارے میں ہیں کہ جن کے اندر وہ فرماتے ہیں میں تمہیں اپنے رب کے پیغامات پہنچاتا ہوں، اپنے رب کے احکام کی تبلیغ کرتا ہوں، میں تمہیں سیدھا راستہ دکھاتا ہوں، میں تمہیں ہدایت کی طرف بلاتا ہوں، میں تمہیں نیکی کی دعوت دیتا ہوں، میں تمہیں اللہ کے عذاب سے ڈراتا ہوں، میں تمہیں اللہ کی بندگی کی طرف بلاتا ہوں، میں تمہیں سیدھی راہ کی طرف بلاتا ہوں. اب یہ جتنی بھی چیزیں، اللہ کی طرف بلانا، نیکی کی طرف بلانا، عذاب الہی سے ڈرانا، اللہ کا خوف دلانا، تقوی کی طرف بلانا، اپنی اطاعت کی طرف بلانا، اللہ کی عبادت کی طرف بلانا، یہ تمام کی تمام چیزیں اگر غور فرمائیں تو الحمدللہ دعوت اسلامی کا مدنی مقصد بھی یہی ہے. ہمارے مدنی ماحول کے اندر بھی یہی کیا جاتا ہے، نماز کی دعوت ہے، عبادت کی دعوت ہے، اللہ کی بندگی کی دعوت ہے، اللہ کی اطاعت کی دعوت ہے، نبی پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی اطاعت کی دعوت ہے، آپ کی اتباع کی دعوت ہے، آپ کی سنتوں کی پیروی کی دعوت ہے، نیکی کی، تقوی کی، خوف خدا کی، صبر کی، شکر کی، توکل کی، قناعت کی، انہی چیزوں کی دعوت دی جاتی ہے. اور یہ ہمارا طریقہ نیا نہیں بلکہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے نبیوں کا طریقہ ہے جو سرکار دو عالم صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم پر آ کر ختم ہوا اور سلسلہ نبوت کے بعد پھر امر بالمعروف و نہی عن المنکر نیکی کی دعوت کا جو منصب تھا وہ امت کے حوالے کر دیا گیا.
ماشاءاللہ سبحان اللہ مفتی قاسم صاحب دامت برکاتہم العالیہ talking about the انبیاء علیہ السلام the prophets of Allah عز و جل inviting towards goodness. This is something which the Anbiya alayhi salam, people with such high ranks, people with such high status, high maqam, and our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such status that no one can reach that maqam. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Anbiya alayhi salam, they continue to invite towards goodness. They continue, they spend every moment of their lives in doing individual effort and inviting people towards goodness. So why is it today that we sitting and thinking that it's not a duty for us, it's not a duty upon us to do individual effort, it's not a duty for us to invite our neighbors, it's not a duty for us to invite our family members, it's not a duty for us to invite the people we are working with, our work colleagues, a student thinks it's not a duty upon him to invite the people he's studying with. No, my dear Islam brothers, this is and viewers of Madni Channel, this is a duty upon us all. Alhamdulillah, example is Shahid Bhai here, Shahid Bhai, Alhamdulillah, working in the law field, Alhamdulillah, spent much of his time in making individual efforts upon the lawyers. Alhamdulillah, Jummah takes place at the court. So, Shahid Bhai, what else can you say regarding individual efforts, Shahid Bhai? Some Madani proofs from you.
Dhanu Bhai, on that aspect, we come across many people who are quite wealthy. If we speak to those people and guide them and speak to them about zakat and the rulings of zakat, which is important in that aspect, is one of the obligations. And that can rectify people, because a lot of people probably don't know how to zakat properly.
Allah,
you know, when it comes to calculating the zakat, they probably choose the easiest option out. And it is important that we speak to these people individually, and those who are viewing today's program, it's important that they speak to people about the rulings of zakat. And alhamdulillah, Dawud Salami's booklet about presenting zakat. Present that gift to people. Let people read this. Get the benefit of, you know, what the benefit of zakat is. Some people may think, well,
Shahid Bhai, I'm looking at another vision here now. Right? You know, when you talked about inviting those people who are wealthy and making them mindset on giving zakat, I'm looking about how many people's lives could change because of a wealthy person, a rich person spending his money. All them poor people who are struggling, all them poor people who don't have anything to eat, alhamdulillah, you make an effort upon that person who's well off, and he starts to give his zakat. Subhanallah. There's that vision as well. Mashallah, I carry on with the vision.
Absolutely. I was going to come onto that aspect of that. When you tell a person about when you give zakat, it doesn't reduce your wealth. In fact, it increases it. And give these benefits to people, and not only that, then that zakat is used to those who are in need, the poor people who are eligible for the zakat. And they do the obligations, read namaz, read Quran, become hafiz of Quran, things like that. That person who gives God to that person, that will be rewarded throughout. Uh-huh. And that reward continues, because it doesn't stop, okay, I've given my God to one person, and then that's it. But look at the chain behind it as well. You know, that person may have four or five children, and he's helping to, you know, support those children. Then those children are educated in the deen, then that deen is further being educated further. We know the event of Karun, when he was told to give zakat, and when he calculated it, and, you know, he refused. He said, no, I can't give that, it's too much. And what happened with him? You know, he was swallowed by the earth. But the important is that once we speak to people, we make their mindset about the importance and the benefits of giving zakat, or even if they give zakat on a correct calculation, at least have it checked by scholars, have it checked by those who can calculate zakat properly, and then at least they'll be satisfied. On top of that, you got plenty of wealth. Build a masjid. Build a masjid where there's need for people, where there's no masjid. You know, mashallah, in Thar, in Sindh, you know, people having to walk for miles on end just to get water. Build a well for your deceased, for your loved ones, and that will be sadaqah jariyah for you as well. This is the effort that we need to make with people.
Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah, our individual efforts can lead a far, far... just imagine those things which we can't do. But the person we've made individual effort upon, the person we invited, all them things he's able to do and he does, we will be wrapping that reward as well. If someone who has a lot of wealth and we've made individual effort upon him, we might not able to give that much amount of wealth in the way of Allah's word, but he has done it, and we will able to wrap up the blessing of that person giving that wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is due to our effort this person turns towards goodness. It's due to our efforts this person turns towards piety. Sometimes we make individual effort upon one person and he changes, and then from that he makes effort upon all his family members, his whole family members. Hafiz bhai, there was one of our brothers, he is saying that there is no one in his khandan. Unke khandan mein koi aisa nahi hai ki jo deen mein daawat islami ke mahol mein nahi hai. Hazrat sahab ka murid nahi hai. So everyone was attached. And I was thinking, ek islami bhai ne, one brother made that effort upon that one individual. He invited his brothers, his family, his father, his mother, his cousins, nephews, everyone. He says the whole of his family is in bed with Ameel-e Sunnat Daawat Barkatullah. And then I'm thinking of his bhai, this effort of Ameel-e Sunnat's individual effort, Allahu Akbar. You know, I want to touch upon this, and this is something which is at the next level.
Abdul Hanan bhai, jada banda infradi koshish karna chana na, ya kusay ki daawat dena chana, ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਹੀ ਇਸ ਨੇ ਵੈਸੇ ਤਾਂ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਨਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਸਨੇ ਕੋਲ ਇਲਮ ਹੀ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ, ਕੋਈ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਾਂ ਔਰ ਜੀ ਕਿਆ ਹਾਲ ਆ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਨਾ, ਔਰ ਜੀ ਕਿਆ ਹਾਲ ਆ, ਇਹ ਹੀ ਬਾਨਾ ਪਿਆ, ਉਹ ਘੰਟਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ, ਉਹ ਵੀ ਤੰਗ ਆਈ ਜਾਸੀ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਹੋਰ ਗੱਲ ਵੀ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਾਨੇ ਵਾਸਤਾ, ਠੀਕ ਹੈ। ਅੱਛਾ, ਪਹਿਲੀ ਗੱਲ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਸਕੀ ਇਖਲਾਸ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ, ਮਤਲਬ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਜਿਸਕੀ ਦੇਣ ਲਗਾ, ਪਹਿਲੀ ਗੱਲ ਇਹ ਹੈ, ਠੀਕ ਹੈ। ਕੋਈ ਮਤਲਬ ਆ ਤੂੰ ਫਿਰ ਜਾਨ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਲੱਗੀ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ, ਅਲਫਾਜ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਖਲਾਸ ਹੋਵੇ। ਦੁਆ ਉਸਨੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਹੈਰ ਹਾਈ ਨਾ ਜਜ਼ਬਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਯਾਰ, ਯਾਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾ, ਮਤਲਬ ਐਸਾ ਉਸਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਸਨੇ ਫੀਲਿੰਗ ਹੋਵੇ ਉਸਨੇ ਬਾਰੇ 'ਚ, ਠੀਕ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਕੁੜਨ ਹੋਵੇ ਜਿਸਲੇ ਇਹ ਹੁਸਨ ਨਾ ਗੱਲਾਂ, ਅਤੇ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਸੀ ਨਾ ਜਾਈ ਤਾਂ ਅੱਲਾ ਰਸੂਲ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਕਰਨਾ ਪਿਆ, ਫਿਰ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਰੰਗ ਲਾਉਣਾ ਉਸ ਬੰਦੇ ਨੇ, ਮਤਲਬ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਬਸ, ਇਖਲਾਸ ਨਾਲ ਹੋਵੇ। ਔਰ ਫਿਰ ਉਹੀ ਬਾਤ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਿਸ ਗੱਲ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੀ, ਚਾਹੇ ਉਹ ਆਖਣਾ ਜੇ ਮਾੜੇ ਅੰਮਾ ਬਿਮਾਰ ਹੈ ਸਖਤ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਕੈਂਸਰ ਨਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨਾ ਉਸਕੀ ਡਾਕਟਰਾਂ ਆਇਆ ਅਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੱਗੋਂ ਆਉਣੇ, ਅੱਛਾ ਹਾਂ ਮੌਤ ਤਾਂ ਜਲਦੀ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੌਤ ਨੇ ਮਰਨੀ ਨੇ ਗੱਲਾਂ, ਤਾਂ ਦੂਆ ਤਰੀਆਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਲਈ ਪੈਸੇ, ਉਹ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਿੱਖਣਾ ਪਿਆ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਯਾਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਇਹ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਨਾ, ਨਹੀਂ ਆ ਅਸੀਂ ਚੰਗਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਇਸਕੀ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਮਰਨੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਛੋੜੀਆਂ, ਜਨਾਜ਼ੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕੀਆਂ, ਹੋਰ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਗੱਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਾ, ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਸਿਹਤ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਲਾ, ਅੱਲਾਹ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ, ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸ਼ਿਫਾ ਦੇਸੀ, ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੁਸਾਫਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਦੁਆ ਕਬੂਲ ਹੋਣੀ, ਅਤੇ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਕਾਫਲੇ ਸਫ਼ਰ ਕਰਨੇ ਆ, ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਸਾਂ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਿਆ, ਤਾਂ ਜਦ ਵੇਲੇ ਉੱਠਸਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਜਦ ਵੇਲੇ ਦੁਆ ਕਬੂਲ ਹੋਣੀਆਂ, ਅਤੇ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਕਰਮ ਕਰਸੀ। ਇਹ ਮੌਕਾ ਹੋਣਾ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੁਫ਼ਤਗੂ ਕਰਨੇ ਨਾਲ, ਜਿਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਨਿਕਿਨ ਦਾਵਲ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਿੱਖਣਾ ਪਿਆ ਸੀ ਕੰਮ ਪਹਿਲੋਂ, ਭਾਵੇਂ ਘਰ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗੇ ਹੋ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗੇ ਹੋ।
MashaAllah, very important things Hafiz bhai mentioned. We need to know what to say and when to say it and who to say it to. All these count in individual efforts. Even sometimes you might, person might be making individual effort thinking he's doing good from himself, but in actual fact, because he doesn't know, instead of doing good, he might turn that person away from the deen, or he might even make that person away from the environment of Dawat Islami and turn him away on the wrong path. So it's important to know what to say and when to say it and how to say it, these things. Jee Bilal bhai, some final madani points from yourself as well.
Jee, in the beginning we mentioned about a general understanding of individual effort and then the Islami terminology. I think you can understand and take both of them. Individual effort in the general sense was that a person, he changes himself, he tries to better himself. This is truly the first step. And then how to do that, it's the second meaning in the terminology of Dawat Islami, individual effort, where a person, first of all, he needs to study the madni in'amat, meaning because within there, they are not only physical purification, but also inner purifications as well. This is something that a person, and today there's a lot of people, they speak a lot, right? And we may come under this as well, but actions speak louder than words.
Mashallah.
Today we want to change a person, we have to change ourselves. There's an English saying, be the change you want to see in the world. Be the change that you want to see in the world. And so this is something that we have to kind of realize, inshallah. May Allah give us all the ability to be practical in this step. Because in the life of the Prophet for 40 years, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived amongst the people and showed his perfect characteristics, his perfect character. And then after that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood.
So this is something that we have to kind of really understand and take the practical step forward.
Remember, as Hafiz Bhai and Bilal Bhai already mentioned about the character, when we speak to somebody and try to do individual effort on them, and if the person does not give us any positive response, quite easily we tend to be disheartened and we just let it be as it is. We shouldn't get disheartened about things, and we shouldn't lose hope. That, you know, is pointless trying to rectify or advise this person on anything in any aspect. What we should do is we should continue inviting that person towards Deen. We should continue in telling the person about the benefits of Deen. And inshallah, gradually, sooner or later, it'll affect his heart and he'll come into the fold of practicing.
SubhanAllah, mashallah. So, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we talked about individual effort and how this environment of Dawat Islami, millions of people are attached to this environment of Dawat Islami. Where it started from was the individual effort of our Sheikh Tariqah Tamil Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Damat Bugar. He was a single person. He started this work of Dawat Islami on its own 1980s. And look at, alhamdulillah, within 40 years, almost over 150 countries of the world, alhamdulillah, the work of Dawat Islami is taking place in so many departments Dawat Islami is working in. And individually, Ameel Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Ali, of one person to another, from one city to another, to a country, alhamdulillah, this work and this organization has spread. So never give up making individual effort, inshallah. This work will continue, inshallah, as well, till the Day of Judgment. And last thing I want to mention is, never give up making individual effort. Even if you do not succeed on convincing the person, but the reward is still there. You will still get the reward for it. And continue doing this. Invite everyone, whoever you can, towards goodness, inshallah. Who knows, by your little effort, someone's life changes. And because of his life changing, it could be that that person's actions and his deeds might be the means of our forgiveness. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to make individual efforts throughout our life. Ameen bijahi nabil, ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu alal habib.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.